Hello, and welcome to the Mission HR podcast. My name's Dennis Barnard, and in this series, I'll be talking about the role of HR in an organization. In this first episode, I look at some definitions of HR and why I think that title needs changing. Now, if you tell people you work in human resources, or HR as we call it, they'll either think you're a welfare worker with tissues that are ready on your desk, or a management stooge carrying a rulebook and an axe. And these perceptions are pretty widespread from what you'll hear and read. HR is a target in the sights of both management and employees. And why? Because none of them have more than a vague idea of what HR does. And even then, they're usually wrong, and as a result, they never even know if HR is doing a good job or not. HR gets blamed for most of what goes wrong. Redundancy, sickness absence, poor performance, toxic culture. A lot of blame is misplaced, but HR gets a bad rap because it likes to think of itself as the heart and soul of the organization. And then in trying to show how useful it is, it picks up every crappy job that's going. Working in HR and observing a lot of other HR departments have led me to conclude that it means something different to every organization, that HR's current activities are extremely broad in scope, and many HR departments are engaged on doing things that add little or no value in real terms. Let's start by looking at the human resources title, and by now, this is surely up for change. Some decades ago, HR transitioned from what was essentially a welfare function to what aspires to be a fully fledged business activity. To sound more business-like, the title changed from personnel to human resources. Sometime after, human capital got a bit of a following too. Both sound like they belong to entries in the general ledger. Now, in an effort to show how much people are at the center of everything, companies appoint people with the word people in the title, as in head of people, people director, or even people and culture. For what it's worth, I think people titles are misleading, as they give the impression that the people in the organization are HR's responsibility, whereas the only people HR actually has any authority over are HR people themselves. And that corporate bit about people being at the center of our business has the same level of sincerity as a head office reception mission statement. Ask the hundreds of thousands who've been laid off by these caring employers. I see the role as more of an enabling one, and the current titles don't really reflect that fact. So what is HR's actual task? Well, here's a couple of definitions. The Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development definition of the HR function, as per their website, is through the people, professionals who work within it. The HR function helps an organization deliver its corporate strategy and objectives by effectively recruiting and developing people and managing their performance. HR objectives are delivered differently in different types of organization. And from the SHRM website, that's the Society for Human Resource Management, it's explained as, human resource management is the process of managing an organization's employees. HRM includes all aspects of people management to effectively meet an organization's goals. I asked one of the artificial intelligence chat tools a little while back and got this summary answer. Human resources, HR, is a term used to describe the department or division of a business that is responsible for managing and helping the organization's employees. This includes the recruitment, hiring, training, and performance management of staff, as well as the development of policies and procedures related to payroll, benefits, and other employee-related activities. All these definitions are sufficiently broad in scope to give different interpretations depending on who reads them. But notice how the term of managing appears in all three, in respect of people and their performance. Well, pardon me for being picky, but HR only manages HR people. Line managers are the front line for managing people, and it's in that area that HR should be concentrating its efforts, as we'll discuss later. In the next episode, I'll be looking at what people think HR is all about. Meantime, if you like what you hear, buy the book. And if you don't like what you hear, buy the book anyway, and let's have a friendly discussion. Thanks for listening.